So tonight, I'm hoping I bring something to you that edifies you as well as it does me. I like to always come before you and talk, preach to myself and think about what is it I need to contemplate? What is it I need to think about that the Lord can tell me? And, you know, it's funny, we're almost done with April and March was just 1 month ago. But, you know, I did have the opportunity, if you remember, I think it was the first week of March I was up here. So it's been almost two full months. But I don't know if you remember, that was when I came up to talk to you about grace. And I said, you know, the message title was Grace, Pay It Forward. And, you know, it was about giving grace to those that don't deserve it, just as we've been giving grace when we didn't deserve it. And a lot of that was my wife always whispering in my ear, give grace. And I started thinking about that. You know, give grace. And we kind of know what grace is. It's getting something you don't deserve, right? But we're talking about giving grace. So how do you give grace? You're giving something and they don't deserve it. But how do you give that? What enables you? What is it behind it? And I'm going to give you a verse, so the key verse in a second. But what we're going to talk about tonight, if you didn't hear my little hint earlier, it's patience. Remember I said, let's be patient that God will reveal his plan to us. But I'm going to talk to you tonight about patience as a key to grace. Because I started thinking, how do I give grace? How do I give something to somebody they don't deserve? Something they don't deserve. How do I do that? Well, I was thinking, you know, I got to have patience to do it. I mean, I'm giving them grace. Giving grace is like someone that cuts in front of me in the road. And rather than honk my horn, I just have to, whoa, take a breath, be patient, and let them go on their way. And everything's right with the world, right? It's something I don't have to do. But how do we give that? I mean, you know, and I'm going to argue that it takes patience in your life. It takes patience to give grace. And so, you know, I like to go to Merriam and Webster. They're my two favorite people. In the English language, when I want to understand something, what is patience? So if we look at Merriam-Webster, it says, patience is the ability to endure delay, endure provocation, endure frustration, or suffer calmly without complaining. It represents a stable, self-possessed capacity to manage annoyance or maintain steady perseverance, often viewed as a virtue or a muscle that you can cultivate over time. Does that not just describe what it takes to give grace? Is to have patience. It's that suffering calmly. It's enduring. Now that's Merriam and Webster, right? So now let's look at biblical patience. So if we look at biblical patience, it is an active spirit, capital S, spirit-empowered virtue that trusts God's timing, enduring trials with joy, and treating others with kindness, modeled on God's own patient love. It involves waiting with hope, relying on God rather than self-control. And it's viewing challenges as opportunities to develop character. That's the biblical definition of patience, or so I've summarized. But now let's continue and see what the Bible says about patience. So I would invite you over. The key verse I have is Galatians 5:22. I kind of knew that was coming. Galatians 5:22. And what it says, but the fruit of the Spirit, capital S, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So in Galatians 5:22, did you see it? Did you go past it? Because it's used a different word. We see a different word. You don't see patience here, but you see long-suffering. And is that not kind of the definition we already gave, both from the dictionary and as a biblical, that patience means to suffer quietly, to persevere or endure frustration, delay, and annoyance. So it's right there. Number four, as a fruit of a spirit, is patience, long-suffering. And where does it come from? It comes from the Spirit, capital S, the Spirit of God, who dwells within us. And when we walk in God's light, we have this fruit that we produce. And one of them is being able to bear those annoyances, being able to suffer calmly and quietly, and to show long-suffering. But what is patience? Again, let's we think about patience as something else. I'm going to argue that patience is love. And I'm going to do that by saying giving grace is having patience. And having patience is giving love. And you can turn here, but I'll at least give you the reference. 1 Corinthians 13:4, as we know it, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not, charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Charity. And we all know that we substitute charity for love. So right off the beginning, it says, love suffereth long. Love suffers long. Patience is love. We substitute patience for long suffering. So you kind of, you remember your math, you know, if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C, right? That's been a long time, I'm sure. But patience suffers long. Patience suffers long. A is B. Love also suffers long. B is C. Therefore, patience is truly love. A equals C. That's what patience is. Patience, not only giving grace is loving, but you have to have the patience to give grace. And patience itself is love. It's like a double helping for someone. But who are you to give this to? How many people? Is this limitless? I mean, we know God's love, God's patience, God's mercy and grace. They're all they're limitless. They're unlimited. But see, in 1 Thessalonians 5:14, it says, now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. It says all men. And I know in this crowd, we've all been conditioned to know what all means, right? We get it a lot. What does all mean? One, more, many? It's everything. There's no exclusion. It's all-encompassing. And also, just to make sure we're clear that men, it's not just the men. It doesn't mean you don't have to give patience and grace to women or children. Men means mankind. It means all of mankind is, and the Bible refers to men. So here we're saying all mankind is worthy of being given patience. All mankind is worthy of love. But how long are we supposed to do this? How long? Till your temper hits the burning point? Till your patience runs out? How many have heard that? I mean, I think the most famous one is hearing my dad say, my patience is running very thin, boy. That's a good one, right? It may be run thin, but you know what? It should never run out, ever. Because in James 5:7-8, it says, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. So it says there, we are to be patient till the Lord returns, until the end. The end as we know it, the coming of the Lord. So there is no limit, and your patience can run thin, but it better last forever, because the Lord's lasts forever. And we're told to be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Patient forever. So if I was to sum all this up, where patience is love, it's given to all mankind, and it's given until the Lord returns, I would say that we are to use our God-given patience to give grace and to show love to everyone that we meet, and continue to show that love, grace, and patience until the Lord returns, till the end of time. And that's it. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for the fruits of the Spirit that you give us when we walk in your light. We thank you for the fact that you equipped us in any way possible that's needed. And above all, Lord, in our society, there is a shortage of grace. There is a shortage of patience. And most of all, there is a very great shortage of love. Pray that you would use our day to help us be mindful, to exercise that patience the Spirit provides, that we would suffer long, we would endure annoyance calmly, confidently, knowing that we are giving grace and love to those by doing so. Pray that you would help us reach others through our love and our kindness, and they would understand the gift that you've given through us to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.